This quartet and something from the new release, If There Were No Opposites, released on Aesthetix Recordings. And the piece we heard was The Bulldog and the Capricorn. Nick Fraser at the drums, Tony Malaby at saxophones, Andrew Downing at the cello, with Rob Clutton at the double bass. Anna Weber before that in a trio setting with Matt Mitchell at the piano, John Hollenbeck at the drums, and Anna Weber at tenor saxophone for that piece, Idiom 4, taken from the release Idiom, of course, out on Pi Recordings. Steph Richards before that, something from her Super Sense release from a couple of years ago now, released on the Northern Spy recording label. A sonic little adventure entitled A Sleeping in the Sky. Steph Richards, excuse me, at trumpet, flugelhorn, and resonating drums. Jason Moran at the piano, Stomotek Ashi at the bass, and Kenny Willison at drums, and of course Willisonics. Brand new release from the duo of Sylvie Colvoisie and Mary Halverson before that. Colvoisie at the piano, Halverson of course guitar, from the release Searching for the Disappearing Hour, just released on Pyroclastic. That was Halverson composition, Faceless Smears. Prior to that, we heard from another new release, Gordon Gornita, a new project from him. He's calling it Square Peg, and it features Gordina at guitar and some oud work as well. Christopher Lillinger at the drums, Matt Maneri at the viola, and Shahaz Ismailey at bass and electronics. It's just out on the newly formed Attaboy Girl Recordings. That's Gordon Gordina's brand new recording label. Prior to that, from Snark Horse, Matt Mitchell and Kate Gentile paring down the ensemble to a quartet for this piece, Tooth Helmet. Kim Cass was at the bass, Matt Maneri at the viola, Kate Gentile, of course, at drums and percussion, and Matt Mitchell at keyboards of all sorts. Six CD box set, there we are, recently released on Pi Recordings. And prior to that, of course, Henry Threadgill and his Zooid from Poof, also on the Pi Recording label, and a piece entitled Come and Go. This is Jazz Amok, right here on CKUT 90.3 FM. My name is John B., and we have some messages for you.
CKUT's a messenger, teaching the youth about roots and culture, and tell the massive empty member jazz. That's all I need when I am. Well, CKUT is a messenger, teaching the youth about roots and culture, and tell the massive them to remember Jah. That's all I need when I am. Well, 90.3 FM, it's CKUT, the cultural radio station. Radio McGill, blessed love, the messenger. Take it away.
Le virus de la COVID-19 et ses variants se propagent toujours au Québec. En cas de symptômes d'allure grippale ou s'apparentant à ceux de la COVID-19, tels que la fièvre, la toux ou la perte du goût ou de l'odorat, ou si vous avez été en contact avec une personne infectée par le virus, il est essentiel de passer un test de dépistage et de respecter les consignes d'isolement, même si vous êtes vacciné. Le dépistage demeure un des meilleurs moyens de limiter les éclosions. Pour en savoir plus, visitez québec.ca/test-COVID-19. Un message du gouvernement du Québec.
This is Matana Roberts, and you are tuned into CKUT 90.3 FM, Montreal. Montreal, a city that I love, 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 love.
Thank you. This is Jazz Mac right here on CKUT 90.3 FM, www.ckut.ca. John B., your host, as usual, glad to be back this week. And a reminder, if you're looking for information regarding the music played here, you can check out jazzamuck.blogspot.ca for playlists there. As I mentioned earlier, Ratchet Orchestra will be performing live, the Mighty Ratchet Orchestra, featuring many creative musicians from here in Montreal, headed up by Nicholas Kaloya. Performance this Thursday night at Sala Rosa, and tickets are available as far as I can see. We're going to fill the next hour with a bunch of Ratchet music, and we're going to start the set off from the original recording from 1997, independently released on Musique Corporelle, and it features Nicholas Kaloya at the bass, Peter Bundle at wind synth and tenor saxophone, Marlo Beck, Bork at the trumpet, and Charles Gagnon at electric guitar. Yes, the Ratchet Orchestra were a quartet for this initial outing. From the release, we're going to hear the piece Thrust, of course, a Nicholas Kaloya composition that we've heard in many formations. And without any further ado, this is Ratchet Orchestra, all right here at CKUT. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
The Mighty Ratchet Orchestra recorded live in 2007 at the Sala Rosa and released that year, self-independently released. 27 members of the orchestra for that live performance. And of course, that was Sun Ra's Love on a Faraway Planet. Prior to that, from the 2019 release, the most recent release, actually, from the Ratchet Orchestra, Coco Swirl, released on Ambiance Magnétique, and that was a piece entitled Lapse. Prior to that, from the 2014 quartet outing, featuring the quartet Tilting, Jean Derome at saxophone, baritone saxophone, I should say, and bass flute, Nicolas Caloia at the bass, Isaiah Ciccarelli at the drums, and Guillaume Destaler at the piano. Holy Seven Fields was the name of the piece we took there from the album Holy Seven, released in 2014 on the Barnyard recording label. Prior to that, another 2014 outing, this time a trio outing, with Nicolas Caloia at the bass, Sam Chalabi joining him at the electric guitar, and Matana Roberts at alto saxophone. From the album Feldspar, that was a piece entitled Opal, and that can be found on the Tour de Bras recording label. Prior to that, we heard from the 2012 release from the Ratchet Orchestra, Hemlock was the name of that release, out on Barnyard Recordings, and that was a piece entitled Safety. Started off that whole set with something from 1997 in the Ratchet Orchestra in a quartet format, and a piece Thrust, composed by Nicolas Caloia, of course. And, of course, the Ratchet Orchestra, once again, will be performing this coming Thursday night at the Sala Rosa, 4848 Boulevard Saint-Laurent in Montreal. And tickets are available for that performance. Looking forward to it. Some live music happening in the city. And, of course, the Ratchet Orchestra, chock-a-block with some of the finest creative avant musicians here in Montreal and environ. My name is John B. This has been Jazz Amok. I hope to be back next week. Should be back with another program for you. Hope you enjoyed this week's show, and do keep it locked at 90.3 FM in Montreal, and have a very good week. We're going to close it up with a little bit of, why not, some Ornette Coleman from the Tone Dialing release. What was that? That was 1995 from that album. We're going to hear the piece Sound is Everywhere. And I'll leave you with that. Have a good week.
Open the door. Seek new world. In here, Security 90.3 FM from Montreal.
CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal and on www.ckut.ca on the World Wide Web. News, interviews, and music featuring the voices of prisoners, their allies, and supporters. Tune into the Prison Radio Show on the fourth Friday of every month between 11 a.m. and noon. And every